folks, welcome to the Seven Figure Network podcast. My name is Melford Bivens. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Erin Pollinger, and I'm so happy to have her on board because you know that Conchetta and I have worked so closely with doctors all of our years in network marketing. We love to interview other doctors because doctors build differently, they grow differently, they recruit differently, but we're all trying to pull in the same direction to make the world better, feed our kids, and actually keep a smile on our faces. So Dr. Erin, thanks so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for reaching out.
So do me a favor and tell me, how did you actually get into the network marketing industry in the first place?
Yeah, well, I'm a chiropractor now of 22 years. This is my 22nd year in practice. I love being a chiropractor. I love serving in that way. When I was 40, I'm now 40, almost 48. So about 8 years ago, I was in practice for that would be 14 years. I was tired going into the office every day. I loved it, but I wanted more freedom. You know, and 40 was a big border. I think it's a big border for most of us, 30, 40, 50, where we really look at our life and reevaluate and just say, how am I living? How do I want to be living? How do I want to be moving? Where do I want to be living? With who do I want to be spending time with? And that was a big border for me where I realized that I didn't want to be going into the office every day to make money. And I didn't want to have that be my sole pathway of income. And so I just started dreaming and visioning and realized I have land in Costa Rica. So I wanted to be in Costa Rica more. My father bought that land 10 years ago. We had started developing it. I had a dream of building my own home there, of building a retreat center there, of having a place for people to come and be in community and heal and do the deeper work. And I wanted to be free. I wanted to be on the road. I love to travel. I love to see the world. I love to meet people. I wanted freedom. And so I just really started putting out this prayer for this way of life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we do, and I held the prayer for about two years before I got introduced to my current company, the only company that I've ever done, Prime My Body, Hemp Health and Wellness. And just never had done network marketing, thought I never would, but it was like that instant yes. Like, you know, when your prayer is answered and it's just like, oh, you know, the sun is shining and the lights go off and the fireworks happen. It's like, wow, is this really the answer to my prayer that I've been holding? And it was. And I jumped both feet in because, you know, hemp, it's so in alignment with what I do as a chiropractor, getting people out of fight or flight into parasympathetic, waking up the brain, really helping feed the body's systems. And, you know, it was just been a beautiful journey. 6 years, October will be my 6 year anniversary. And I'm a third top earner in the company and have made, you know, multi-millions in that short amount of time, which has, and of course we don't make income claims in network marketing, never, always have to say that. It's just true. Your story might not be my story, might not be your story, but it's been life-changing. The income, the service, the community. It's just been a beautiful, beautiful journey.
I love the fact that you mentioned that you were tired of going back into the office, because that's one thing that, again, that we've worked with a ton of chiropractors through our company. And what we found over and over again was that 40 to 50 point, your body just starts breaking down. I don't think people realize how physically demanding chiropractic truly is. And especially if you got a boom in practice, you know, I mean, if you're adjusting dozens of people a day, it just breaks you down. So I appreciate you saying that, because I don't think people realize that chiropractors work harder than a lot of other doctors, which in turn makes them the perfect person for this. They're like the penultimate people for network marketing, because just when they're ready for an escape plan, that's when you step in and help them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I had a lot of negative stories about network marketing. I kind of thought I was demoting myself from this big successful network chiropractor to network marketer, you know, and I kind of would whisper about it and really didn't own it. But now I'm such a poster child for the profession. I really, really believe in it and the magic that it can create, the life-changing income, the freedom. It's a really incredible thing.
Yeah. So got to ask, you know, as a doctor, how have you built over these last few years? I mean, you had, you know, skyrocket success. Could you tell us how you built, you know, were you using the doctor label? Do you think that helped? Do you think it had any impact on it? Or were you just blazing along and it didn't matter what you did, whether you're a doctor or a, you know, garbage man? It didn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is really what I wrote my book about. My book is called Network Marketing Queen, Your Guide to Creating Massive Success by Owning Your Feminine Power. So of course, in the beginning, I would sell the products to my clients, my patients as customers. And that was great. But I didn't enroll in Oregon. You have to be very careful. You can't enroll clients, patients into a network marketing business. So I definitely had customers, but that wasn't my biggest source of income. So I told family, I told friends. Most of my biggest builders were single mamas who really needed the income, who just worked their tushies off and just really had a big yes. And we all did it together, which was so fun. So, you know, in the beginning, I worked really, 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 really hard. And I ended up being quite sick and exhausted from it. The people at the top of the company are all men in my company.
Interesting.
So I was, I'm the third top income earner. So the two above me, I was really learning from them, having never done network marketing before. So I was really learning how to do this a man's way. And I think in any industry that you're in, women are taught to move like men. Right? We're taught to get into action and make the list and make the plan and do the thing and have the call and have the conversation and do the welcome and all the things. Right. And, you know, I've worked with women for so many years and been a chiropractor for so many years that, you know, I said, I want to do this a different way. I want to do this the feminine way. I want to do this a woman's way. Yeah. And so I really started putting into place, really walking my talk and putting into practice what I teach women. I've been a life coach for women for years. I've taught tantric dance and done workshops and retreats for, you know, 15, 17 years now. So I started really adopting those practices in the network marketing model. And once I did that, my business just skyrocketed. And I felt so good in my body. So it was such a quality of effortlessness, of serendipity, of ease within that, of fun and joy, that it was sustainable for me. Because making that much money and building that big of a team in a very short period of time, it's not a small thing. Right. And for most people, that's not sustainable. And they just can't do it because they're going to get burned out and overwhelmed. So, you know, that's a whole different, you know, you have to read the book to kind of get the skinny on how all that works. But it's a very different way of building that I think most, not even just most women, most men could benefit from too, because I know we're all over the push. We're all over the struggle. We're over the hustle. We're overdoing it, driven by action. Now, of course, we have to get into action. Of course, action. But, you know, the way that I teach my people, my team, and move myself is it's just a very different way.
Yeah. We got to give the folks action steps. So can you give us one tip? And if you want to give more than one, that's great. I love it. But, you know, can you give them one tip about what the difference is between how you do things and how you saw the typical network marketing company being built?
Yep. So how I speak of man mode, and this isn't to put men down. I love the men, and the feminine can't be the feminine without the masculine. Bingo. The masculine can't be the masculine without the feminine. Right. So, but moving from the masculine, you're moving from the how. You're moving from the action first. When you're moving from the feminine, you're starting with the desire, with the intention. And even Joe Dispenza talks about this, but the desire and the intention, you're holding that in your awareness. Most people don't even know what that is. Most people don't even have a goal. Most people don't even know where they're going. They just get into action without even knowing, you know, what the focus is. So you have to have a desire and an intention. And then in order to turn on that desire, that intention, you have to fuel it with a certain level of energy state. I call that pleasure. You could call it gratitude. You could call it whatever, supercharged energy rich, right? So you have to hold the intention, the desire. You have to turn it on with pleasure, which is, you can get into pleasure in any kind of way, going for a walk in the woods, making love with your wife or your husband, right? Being with people that you love, exercising, yoga, meditation, right? So getting into that high energy state while you're holding that vision and then letting that inform your action. And as women, we have a womb. right? We have this place that's a womb. And I really believe in the way that I work with women is that we connect with this part of ourselves. Like, it's called womb space. And this place holds all the answers. I know it's a very kind of, might sound a very out there kind of a concept, but it's a place that most women are disconnected from. And when they are, they're moving from their head. They're moving from the plan, from the action, which isn't going to get them the results. Mm-hmm. So when we get into our bodies and we make this an actual embodied practice, mm-hmm. it changes everything. It changes everything.
Huh. Are you doing most of your recruiting online? Because this seems like an amazing message to give through video. You know, it's like you're so passionate about what you're talking about. I can see you making amazing videos that are going to make you just a magnet, just pulling people in. Is that how you've been doing? And obviously, I mean, we all know we had to go online for the last couple of years, but even prior to that, has this been more of an online build for you because of the philosophy that you share?
Honestly, it's starting to be a little bit more because I have a Facebook group and I'm funneling women from all different businesses in there. I do weekly Zooms talking about what I'm talking about here. Yeah. But my build has been mostly face-to-face. Huh. I don't love social media and I'm constantly changing that story. I love social media.
Good job.
I love being online. I love Instagram. I love Facebook. But honestly, that's not really been the truth.
Yeah.
You know, I love having a meeting at my home with 100 people. Mm-hmm. You know, I love going to events. I love shaking your hand. I love giving you a hug. I love looking into your eyes. Mm-hmm. I love that form of connection.
Yeah.
And to me, that translates way better than online. But I know for some people, the online thing works really, really beautifully. Yeah. And definitely heading more in that direction.
Mm-hmm. It's cool to hear that you haven't been doing online, because I think you probably know half the people I interview grew online, hit the top of the company, the whole nine yards, barely shook a hand. I mean, it's extraordinary to me. It's still to this day, I'm still shocked that people could reach the top of their company and never having shaken a hand, but yeah. it's how it's going these days.
Yeah, it's true.
So we talked about getting folks involved. Now let's talk about retention. Because that, I think, is going to be, I mean, you know, talk about, a feminine aspect is the community of network marketing. And one of the things that makes this such a popular thing for women to do. How has retention been impacted by the way that you think, by your philosophy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the way I do things is so different. I've not met anyone who leads their team in the way that I do. Mm-hmm. And so it gives so much value. Right, to teach women a practice that not only helps them teach their businesses, but helps them be more centered, more relaxed, just more able to be magnetic and create their most magnificent life in whatever area that is. That creates such a high level of value that people stay because they want the information, they want the community, they want the support, they want the practice. Mm-hmm. They want these things. Whatever community you're in and you're creating, you have to make it really high value. Mm-hmm. Or else people aren't going to stay. And this is something that's unique. Yep. You know, this is something, again, that not many people are doing. I don't know anyone who's doing this within the space of network marketing. Mm-hmm. So it has to be unique. It has to be of high value. And it has to be something that people really, really benefit from.
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact that we both have very anomalous systems for helping people. That's so much fun. It's so fun being different.
Different
from everybody else out there.
I know. I'm so excited to learn more about how you work and what you do, because that's the thing is people want things that are, it's time to do things differently, right? It's
just, cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a very athletic background. You've got the yoga retreats, you got everything else. How do you think that the melding of mind and body through movement has made you a better leader?
Well, I mean, this practice that I teach that is my lifeline really helps me just what I mentioned. I mean, helps me stay more relaxed, more centered, more in my power. The practice I do is all about getting women into their full power.
Yeah.
Right. And so we can't be successful at anything, relationship, network marketing, any business that you're in, if you're not embodying and embracing and claiming and owning a certain level of power. Yeah. Right. To build an organization like I did, to make, you know, almost $3 million in 5 years, you know, again, no income claims, it takes a high level of focus, determination, commitment, and power. And so I know all the things that I do, the yoga, the retreats, the getting women into their body, getting myself into my body, my passion, my purpose, my fire. Yeah. Right. That is what makes me the leader that I am. Mm-hmm. Because to build leaders, you have to first be in your confidence, in your passion, in your power. And then you have to teach others how to be in their power. Yeah. And that's really the missing link. It's like, how do we teach people to actually be in their power? And it's not just a mindset thing, mm-hmm. right? Like mindset training is awesome. Mm-hmm. But when you take it into the level of the body and embodying it and helping women, people feel this on a body, physical, energetic level, mm-hmm. that's when the real power begins. And then they can take that power, have more confidence, have more ability to be unapologetic in their delivery, in their conversation, in their closing, in their mm-hmm. spreading of their message.
Yeah.
Right. So it all weaves together. And that's what we really work on at the retreats that I do in Costa Rica. They're called Feminine Empowered Leadership. And it's all about teaching tools to really increase that power so that you can go out and create whatever it is that you want.
How often do you do the retreats?
So I've been doing retreats there for a few years. This iteration of the retreats, the Feminine Empowered Leadership, started last year. The one in January, there'll be another one coming up this January in 2023. And then I'm thinking either one or two a year.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great. Hey, yeah. I know that you're, you know, more of an in-person builder. How are you making out internationally? Are you doing much building internationally, or have you stayed mostly domestic?
Yeah, I have great teams in Japan, Mexico, and Africa.
And how did you get those folks? How did you actually meet them and get building with them?
So my biggest builder in Africa, I actually met through a coaching program over a decade ago.
Oh, funny.
So I met her in person. Yeah. In Mexico, it was my team there was really started by, it was another in-person big builder on my team who knew a man in Mexico. And that's how that whole team started on fire. Mm-hmm. So that still is really more, those have been really more high level, high touch, mm-hmm. Personal relationship based building.
Yeah, that's great. So do me a favor. And I know that some folks are going to be, you know, driving in their car, listening to this or on their phone, won't be able to check the show notes. What is the best way to personally reach you?
Personally reach me Instagram. My Instagram is Dr. Dr. Erin Pollinger, Pollinger, or Facebook, Erin Pollinger on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But Instagram, I'm on there. So at Dr. Erin Pollinger. Mm-hmm. You can also email me at info@drerinpollinger.com. Again, drerinpollinger.com.
Beautiful. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. So given the success you've seen in such a short amount of time, I'm excited to hear the answer to these next two questions. Yeah. What is your 6-month goal?
What is my 6-month goal? Yeah. Oh boy. Okay. And this is interesting because my life is in a very interesting place right now because I'm deciding when to be in Costa Rica, mm-hmm. when to be in Ashland. Yeah. So I have many, many, many 6-month goals. Mm-hmm. And our company's also in a pivot as well with doing the compensation plan and being mm-hmm. more customer focused. Yep. So For my company, it's to get to the top of the compensation plan with this new plan, right? Yeah. This new pivoting of customers. Yeah. So to be having a seamless, effortless funnel, endless funnel of customers coming into my business.
Yeah.
For my life, it's to be really grounded in when am I in Costa Rica? When am I in Ashland? My biggest passion projects right now are building out the retreat center and getting that booked with outside retreats.
Yeah, got it.
So having that solidified and mm-hmm. then also creating a retreat space. I live in Ashland in a big, beautiful home with an outhouse is to get the outhouse all renovated so that mm-hmm. we can do retreats here as well. So in 6 months, I'd love to have both of those spots ready, up and going for retreats, for community gatherings. I'm a community person. I love in the flesh mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
Right. So really using the income that I've created from Prime My Body and network marketing has allowed mm-hmm. me to really do all of these deeper passion projects.
Yeah.
That of course it all weaves them together, right? Chiropractic, Prime My Body, hemp, retreats, such a beautiful synergy.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. You are a very goal-driven woman. So I can't wait to hear the answer to this next one. I would like to hear your 6-year goal. Or goals, plural, as many as you'd like to give, because I know you got them.
Yeah, my 6-year goals. So in 6 years, the retreat center will be fully booked with my own retreats, with outside retreats coming in. So that will be a self-sustaining with a beautiful team. I'm really about teams. I definitely am not here to do everything myself. So I've got the team in place there. It's just like a really just flows. That's fully booked and producing, you know, I would say a minimum of, I don't know if I want to go into numbers. I could if you really want me to.
That's okay.
But that's producing just a gorgeous income. And then here in Ashland, this place is rented out. We're also doing some Airbnb here, retreats happening here. So again, team here. So really the teams and the seamless, it's like the well-greased wheel, you know, it's just moving and flowing in my network marketing business. I'm still at the top of the comp plan. I'm still making, you know, seven figures, you know, being at eight figures at that point would be just a beautiful thing. I don't see why that can't happen, as we know that anything can happen.
Yeah.
So I am an eight figure earner, in 6 years and just living my most magnificent life, just waking up joyful and peaceful and at ease and surrounded by community and people that I love and being at, you know, really high level service, giving my gifts, shining my light, inspiring others to be the best that they can be every single day. And just, you know, just in my true joy.
I'm very thankful that on my show, you got to record that you're an eight-figure earner.
Yes.
That is the penultimate manifestation. It's fantastic. I love it.
Why not?
I love it. No, it's perfect. No, that's why we do this. Yeah. So, Dr. Aaron, thanks so much for being on today. I really appreciate it. It's been really cool because you know how much I love interviewing folks that just come from a different angle. They come at this from a different place and saw success. You know, it's a lot of people like to try and reinvent the wheel. We're all big boys and girls here. You know, lots of people try and reinvent the wheel, and then once it doesn't work, 3 months later, they're right back in the same thing, or they're out of the industry. We just lose them. And to have somebody that developed their own system and has seen this level of success makes me really proud. I'm proud to have you on the show. So thank you so much.
Yeah. I'd love to share about how to get my book.
Please. Yes,
yeah,
please.
So you can go to www.networkmarketingqueen.com. Mm-hmm. That's where you can get the book and download the 6 free audio meditations that go with that as well. And that will give you a really good, you know, a really good dive into this feminine way of building.
Love it. And
thank
love
you
the fact
so much for having me on. This has been so fun.
Yeah, this has been great. Thank you so much. And very cool that you're giving away the free meditations. I wanted to make sure I said that. That's very some people don't realize how much that can change their lives. That right meditation can change everything in your life. So the fact that you're giving away 6, that's really nice of you.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you, Dr. Aaron. I appreciate
talk to you more. Be in touch and let's continue the conversation.
Oh yeah. No, this friendship is not going to end. So thanks, Dr. Aaron. I appreciate you being on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Have a great day.